It's another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Talking about Microsoft, Apple, Google, etc. But before, you know what, before you continue with that high-tech talk radio stuff, got to do this, first of all, because that sounder of our second hour open.
Right.
It's an NFL Films music.
Right.
We've got to just give our opinion and our prediction for the game tomorrow. The Super Bowl tomorrow. Super Bowl 49, is it?
49.
Wow.
And I predict that I watch almost none of it.
Me too. I think
I will eat mostly.
Yeah.
That's mostly what
That's true.
I'm going to a friend's house.
You're doing
to be sociable.
The annual trek over to the
Costas. To be sociable.
Yeah. And
but I'm going to just eat.
What? Let me ask you this. And there are two things for me. The team I think I would like to see win it, and the team I think is going to win it. They're two different teams.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think.
I'd like to see the Buffalo Bills win it, but I know they're not going to win it.
I think, unfortunately, that the Patriots are going to be able to win the game. I think they're going to have enough firepower to beat the Seahawks. I'd like to see the Seahawks win just because I just
Well, you know, it's interesting you use the word firepower because actually I think the thing that makes the Patriots most dangerous is not the firepower. They don't have a lot of firepower.
Mm.
But they have a lot of just ability to win. They have a lot of ability to deal with adversity and just grind out games.
Well, and I think a lot of it just relies on Brady's arm getting it to Gronkowski and the other receivers. They can somehow he can find the open receiver all the time.
Well, and he gets just enough protection most of the time. Think about how rarely he's really under pressure.
Very rare.
You know, they can, and that's going to be one of the things, because one of the Seattle's strengths is their ability defensively to put pressure on the quarterback
and to cover their receivers.
So, you know, if Seattle is not able to put the heat on them, they're in trouble.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. I really saw a lot of weakness in Seattle the last two games they played. I saw especially, it wasn't the last game, but the game before, where they just barely won the game.
Right.
I saw a lot of weaknesses that if they do that against the Patriots, they're going to be smoked.
Right.
They're going to get beat real bad.
Right.
If they come with their A game and they really play to their and don't make the goofy mistakes and things that they often make, they could win it. But I still think the Patriots are gonna end up beating them probably by a couple of touchdowns. I think.
Yeah,
that's my prediction.
That's a big loss. A couple of touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
I think
not unusual in the Super Bowl, but that's a big loss.
That's what I think will happen. I have a feeling that's going to happen. I don't want it to happen, but that's my prediction.
The thing that I have against Seattle is just their chippiness.
I know.
You know, we've talked about this where I think, you know, in between whistles, you absolutely try to dismember the other players.
Right.
That's the game. You hit them. You're supposed to. And you do it with no remorse.
Yeah.
But once the whistle goes, you're done. Well, you know, it's like there's a overtime period for the play once the whistle goes with Seattle.
Right.
And they're grinding. I mean, sometimes some of the stuff I've seen them do is just nuts.
Yeah.
And the refs don't even, they just turn a blind eye.
Swinging at the face and grabbing face masks and
kicking
and stepping on them. And
yeah,
I know.
And you know, you get guys like Sue that does it every once in a while, 2, 3, 4 times a year.
Right.
These guys do it every play, and it's not, maybe not every player, but it's, you know, a lot of the players. It's not one guy.
Right.
It's all of them. And see, to me, when it's like that, that's the coach.
Right.
That's what that is.
Right, because he's not. He's endorsing it. Because
he's endorsing
it. He doesn't stop it. He's endorsing
he's
it.
He's endorsing it. And so I just have a lot of trouble with that. You know, I think you, you know, a big part of being good at a being a good athlete, regardless of the sport, is sportsmanship.
Absolutely.
You know, you win.
And I think the Patriots have more of that, obviously. But I just, the Patriots have been there so much.
Oh, yeah.
It just gets tiring.
Yeah,
you see
it does.
Them every year.
It does.
In the playoffs, every year in
it
the
does.
Championship game. It's like enough.
Well, and they do it even when, you know, they lose the first three games. Everybody's counting them out. Everything.
Right.
Now, there are those who are Patriots fans that say, oh, that's great. That's why we're fans. And, well, that's true. I mean, that is a great trait to have, is to be able to kind of pull it out when things aren't going great and you got a lot of injuries and other issues going on. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and this leads me to another. And this is one of the main reasons why I'm not going to watch much of it. And I think part of it may be overexposure. I think if I take a little time off from the NFL, I will appreciate it down the road a little more. But you heard about the Nate Solder touchdown. There was a touchdown that a tackle by the name of Nate Solder did in the last game against Indianapolis for the Patriots, where he's a tackle. He's like 6'7", 320 pounds. Well, he goes out in the flat.
It was a design play?
Yeah.
Oh.
He goes out in the... He's a tackle. He goes out in the flat, catches a touchdown, rumbles like 30 yards for touchdown.
How come I didn't see that?
It was against the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh.
I don't know how you didn't see it. The guy's 6'7", 320.
Well, I didn't watch that game. That's why I didn't see it. I really didn't have a whole lot of...
Turns out it was an illegal play.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't declare eligible?
He declared, but the problem was that another tackle, the play before, had declared, and in order for you to have to go from one declared eligible to another declared eligible, the other guy has to leave the game.
Oh, yeah. They didn't do that.
They didn't do it.
Ooh. And that's another aspect of the Patriots.
Yes.
Is Belichick.
Yes.
With his...
Yes.
Sneakiness and his... In his...
Well, and see, again, there would be fans that would tell
stuff.
You... Well, it's not cheating to be sneaky.
Well, if it is, if you break the rules,
well,
and you do it on
and
purpose.
If the ref doesn't catch it.
Yeah, if you do it on purpose, right.
You know.
You're still doing it.
So, you know, yeah. Now, is that gonna mean the Indianapolis Colts would have won? Between
I don't think so.
Patriots, between Tom Brady's soft balls.
Right.
And Solder's illegal touchdown.
Yeah, I mean,
would that have made the difference in the game? I don't think so.
But we don't know.
It was what was
that's
it?
The thing.
What
you
was
don't
it?
Know.
45 to negative 14.
But you never know how the momentum's going to switch.
Well, that's true.
That's the key.
A single play can make a big difference in a game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that Solder touchdown was. It was incredible. I mean, it was a deflating play. Pardon the pun.
Well, because he had that soft ball to catch. No wonder. It's easy.
So anyway, enough about the Super Bowl. I'm going to be mostly eating.
No prediction, though? You don't know who's going to win? Who do
you think's going to... I'm going to say Seattle.
Okay, good.
I think the Patriots are going to try to make defensive stands. I think Russell Wilson's going to scramble around and have a big game.
Okay, I hope so.
That's my thing. Back after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
Hey, guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck. And it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.